This is Free Radio. I'm Dan Morrissey, and I am chatting today to Grace from Grammy Award-winning Clean Bandit and Louisa from X Factor-winning Louisa. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
That is awesome news to start off with. Right, congratulations both on all of the successes that you've had so far. Grace, you and the guys have done amazingly.
Thank you so much.
Louisa, you won the biggest show on telly.
Yes.
Does this whole thing, the two of you all teaming up, does this feel like a recipe to success at your end?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, the guys are so great at what they do, and I just think it's, like, so far it's just worked really, really well.
Okay, Louisa, for you, this is quite an unusual route for an X Factor winner. Normally we have to wait months for anything to happen, then there's an album out whilst X Factor's on, and it all kind of works like that. This is the first time anyone's come straight out of the show and done a big collaboration. Are you trying to break the mould with this, or what's happening?
Yeah, I think it just kind of happened naturally. I mean, I just didn't want to be waiting around to make music, but then at the same time, I don't want to rush anything, so I don't have any, like, set dates or anything like that for my album, or I'm just trying to, you know, make the music as good as it can be.
Organic, I think, is the word people use. Just waiting to see what happens, see what slots into place, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And then came this song. Grace, you and the Clean Bandit guys wrote this one, Tears, which is out now. Some people have suggested it's an I Will Survive for Our Generation. That's quite an accolade, isn't it?
Yeah, I love that.
It's an epic breakup song. Talk to us about how it came about.
Well, it is indeed a breakup song. And Jack started it about a year ago with Sam Romans, actually, a lyricist who we've become great friends with and written a lot of songs together with, because we're an instrumental band primarily.
Well, I was going to say your background is quite unusual for what has become a dance band group. You're quite classically trained. It's all quite fancy and posh, isn't it?
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah, it's kind of we've played a lot of classical music in our lives. I've always loved dance music as well, and Jack and Luke have always been into rock music and played in rock bands growing up, kind of guitar and stuff. And when we came together, it was the first time any of us had tried making any dance music. Actually, the first things we made were kind of more in a hip-hop style.
I guess the future of Clean Bandit could be anything you want it to be from this stage. You don't have to pigeonhole yourself into anything.
Yeah, it's a really good kind of creative freedom to have, especially with the kind of format that we have where we just play our instruments and then have guest singers for different songs, because they all obviously bring completely different personalities and styles.
Well,
to the music.
It's brought huge success to you. I think you've had 12 million single sales or something. It's probably more than that. As I speak, it's going up. So there's obviously some...
Yeah.
You've tapped into something. Your song was your first song was the biggest song of 2014, one behind Pharrell's Happy. So, I mean, that's an amazing achievement, isn't it?
That's quite amazing.
Louisa, this must be exciting being involved with these guys then.
Yeah, definitely. And as soon as they kind of asked me about the track and I heard it, I was so excited. So, yeah.
What's next for you? Have you got any other sneaky collaborations up your sleeve? Is this going to be the way forward? Or are you going to go and try and work on solo stuff as well?
Yeah, like definitely working on my solo stuff. It's going really well. I am hoping to get something out fairly soon. But as I say, I'm just, you know, taking it as it comes and just seeing, you know, just going along with it, going along with the process.
Playing it quite
cool.
Really well. I like that approach. Will you be watching this new season of X Factor that's on? It's going to be the final one, as far as we're aware.
Yeah, I'm sure I will.
How's that going to feel, though? Because has you been through the whole process? You'll know how they're all feeling in the auditions
definitely.
And on the live shows.
Exactly. I just feel like, you know, I'd want to help them out as much as possible, because it does get difficult. So... yeah,
gets
but
tense.
It'll be good to watch.
Nervous.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just going to do a little test with you. This music...
Oh, my God.
I like to do this test with X Factor contestants, because
that
it always brings
worst.
It all back, doesn't it? In the kind of... And the winner is... Oh, it's giving me goosebumps. Very tense. Grace, your collaborations, as you said, have been pretty epic. I mean, Jess Glynn owes a lot of her success to the single she did with you a couple of years back. And now, have you Elton John on the new album, is that right?
Yes, it's true. Yeah, we've been working with Elton we've been kind of experimenting with a few songs actually together, and it's just been amazing. He's such a crazy talented musician, and it's very surreal being in the studio.
Does he approach you, because he does tend to, he's obviously had such an amazing career, he can now just pick and choose what he does. I'm assuming it was his idea.
Well, no, it was kind of my idea, but he kind of approached me in the literal sense at a party. Well, it was at the Ivor Novello Awards actually last year, and we kind of locked eyes, and then I walked over and he kind of sang Rather Be to me.
Oh, that's weird. That's a bit sinister. That sounds a bit sinister. I mean, that's amazing in some ways, but in other ways, that's a weird way to introduce yourself to someone.
He kind of said hello first. And then I just asked if he would consider kind of coming to the studio with us. Yeah. And I didn't really expect him to say yes, and he did. And then things went from there, and it's been going really well.
Good Lord. That's very exciting. Yeah. I just love the idea of you and Elton John locking eyes across the party and everything going a bit slow motion. And it just coming together in this beautiful thing. So that's exciting to look forward to. Who else have you guys got together with for the new one?
Oh, well, loads of people. Loads of really exciting, massive voices, actually. But I don't think I'm allowed to say anything. We kind of want to keep it secret, kind of like we did with Louisa, and then so it's a nice surprise.
And just suddenly Beyonce a song on us, and
we'll
be like,
amazing.
It's not Beyonce, is it?
Might be.
Oh, God. There's the headline. Well, it's going to be an amazing summer for all of you. I guess you're doing festivals and a few gigs and stuff around, or what's the summer got in store for you both?
Yeah, we've got a few gigs. We're doing several performances of Tears together, which is really exciting. Yeah. And we are mainly focusing on finishing our second album at the moment, so not doing loads of festivals like we did in the last 3 years. And right now we're making the music video for Tears, and we make our videos ourselves, so it's quite a long process. And we just finished shooting it last night.
Again, Louisa, for an X Factor winner, this is going to be a bit unusual to do a video which isn't just in front of a load of candles. Because that's the normal standard, definitely. Isn't it? So are you excited to get cracking on that?
yeah, it'll be good. I mean, the video's going really well. It looks great. So it's all really exciting.
Kind of had candles. Not candles. We had, like, a lot of fire.
Fire is fine. Candles has been done. As long as we've moved on from standing in a load of little candles, IKEA tea lights, we are over that now. So good. I'm glad we're moving on. Well, the song has already been number 2 on the Big Top 40 show here on Free Radio. It's still in the top 5. It's going to be an amazing summer. Guys, thank you very much for coming on.
Amazing.
And good luck with future plans.
Thanks so much.